Well, Jason Goodman, you know, he's a defender of the weak and the vulnerable. Like guys who solicit women underage. Wait, that sounds
that's
bad.
Nice.
It does sound bad, but it did come up naturally.
Wasn't here. That's the way it came across.
Well, we brought you audio from, you know, Modern Family was a show that was on television forever. And one of the actresses, the Ariel Winter, who played the middle daughter, is really 27 years old in real life. And she has gone undercover as an underage girl, as a 12-year-old girl online to help catch predators, online predators, and it's all part of a brand new series on YouTube that she's doing. And so we played the audio for you, and if you missed it, we do have it. Do you see it in there?
I don't, but
okay.
You said it's from a couple days ago?
Yeah, I put it back. It's okay. Anyway.
It's back in? Okay.
So
I'll get it. Go ahead.
We played the audio, and she basically is talking to this man who is definitely, like, older, and he's definitely on there trying to lure her into some sort of situation. And so after playing the audio, Jason made a point that if she's really 27 years old in real life, but she's playing a 12-year-old, isn't that kind of entrapment?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I understand it's a horrible thing because mm-hmm. the intention is that he wants to be with this younger girl. But the fact is, she's not. So he's going in there and she says whatever age. It's kind of like, I think the same thing as like a bar sometimes supposed to card you to see if you're 21 and up, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if they don't card you, that's not illegal as long as you actually are drinking and you're 21 years old or old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's when you're underage. So if the bar doesn't card you, they're not like getting charged for not carding you as long as you're the drinking age.
Yeah, I guess though when it comes to the online stuff, it's that this person, this grown man is aware that he's speaking to somebody who is not of age.
He thinks,
that is enough to lure him
into the
conversation.
Yeah, the intention is that he knows that she's under 20 or 18, but
maybe they can't hire people that are 12 to pretend.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think you probably couldn't. You would not be able to.
It'd be hard to find.
You don't want to put any 12-year-old in that situation, even if it is pretend.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Oof. I do have the audio. Here you go.
Hi.
All right. What are you doing?
Not much.
I'm not good at small talk either.
Yeah, me either.
Come on, little girl, you're supposed to be good at these things. How does your mom get off?
You're a girl, supposed to be good at things. He thinks he's talking to a 12-year-old. Obviously, this guy's an idiot.
He does, but also because you're a girl, you're supposed to be great at having conversation.
You're 12.
What the hell?
And she sounds young.
Yes.
Have you ever been around a 12-year-old?
I guess he has not.
I have a 13-year-old son, and he's impossible to talk to sometimes. Nope. What, bro?
One word answers.
I'm like, hey, did you have a good day at school? Nah. Okay.
Nah. Right.
All right. What's the best thing you did today? I don't know. Okay.
Not so late.
A 40-year-old is not talking for any reason other than to exploit them. And he said before, he's like, oh, well, you know, we'll get married and then, like, get it annulled. So there's, like, a romantic and, like, weird undertone, even if he hasn't, like, explicitly said anything we can arrest him for yet.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. So it made Jason wonder, is it entrapment?
And the other thing is, too, what that girl just said, there's got to be some kind of intent for at least sexual, that's what they're going to.
Because
if they're just saying, yeah, I want to marry you someday, I don't know. I'm just curious of how they can, you know, which I think if this guy's on the street and not busted, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, yeah.
You're just trying to find out what the lines are for personal use.
No, Jared. No.
Oh, okay.
We tried to get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone in the moment, but it was in the moment and we weren't able to. But we are today. So all the way from the Aegean Sea.
Wow.
Lisa Lanier is joining us. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, we're great. Jason would like to know, isn't it entrapment?
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it entrapment for Ariel Winter, even though she's 27 in real life, to play a 12-year-old?
No, you know, entrapment is something we heard a lot about a couple decades ago. And it really, you don't really have to worry much and you don't hear about it much anymore because it was really these operations where the person wasn't, you know, with the current technology and stuff, it's clear what the agenda is mm-hmm. and the person is going online and finding these young people. What entrapment used to be is where, you know, there was no internet and these guys would, a lot of times it had to do with drugs and they would, get other guys and like hang out with them all day and sometimes for days on end and get them to, you know, eventually commit a crime. But it wasn't like the criminal was seeking the crime. You know what I mean? So they would, what they would get them to do was something that they had not otherwise planned to do. And that's where entrapment came in. But nowadays, it's clear that the bad guy, the child predator, is going on these sites, communicating with this person that they think is 12 years old or 14 years old. And they're continuing and they're sending them bad pictures. And, you know, they're arranging meetups with them like this guy did. And it's not entrapment, and it's still, even though there isn't truly an underage victim, there's still a crime because the perpetrator thought they were communicating with a minor. And so you know, you're not going to see the actual act of, you know, rape of a child because that didn't happen. But you're going to see these luring statutes involved where they're soliciting, you know, and those are real crimes, regardless of whether or not the victim was actually a minor.
So you're saying then just the intent alone, if the intent alone is to be with the underage person, that's a crime.
Yeah, you're going to be in some trouble, especially where on top of having that intent, you violate several other statutes when you go online and you lure them to a location where you communicate. A lot of states now have these communication statutes that just make it illegal to, and it's a felony in a lot of cases, to even just communicate with a minor about, you know, anything sexual. Like there was a teacher in Virginia that got into a lot of trouble, lost his job, and was charged with a felony. And he was on Grindr, and somehow a child got on Grindr, an actual child. I think he was 14, and he started telling, he eventually revealed his age to the guy, and the guy was like, look, I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to get with a 14-year-old boy. So, and he said, you don't need to be doing this, kid. Like, you shouldn't be doing this. This is bad for you. And even though he said all the right things, because the communication went back and forth for quite a while, it eventually ended up being caught for something else. And they found that on his phone, and they charged him with that too.
Wow!
Because Virginia, where it happened, had a communication statute that just made it illegal to even talk to the kid. So if you're talking to somebody, you know, you think they're older, and they reveal their age, you need to immediately discontinue that communication, or you could be charged with a crime, even though it didn't go to that.
Yeah,
it all just makes me feel
it does
so
make you sick. And then your kid's like,
"Hey,
social media."
I know.
Like, no.
So that brings me to another question: if the case is that boy or the kid was lying about his age, so you assume that he was overage, is that still a crime?
So if you're, yeah, they won't probably, like in a sting operation, you probably won't be charged if you're only talking to somebody and they misrepresent their age as being over 18. But the reason these sting operations work the way they do is, I mean, it's a key element of it that the undercover person says, you know, hey, I'm 12 or I'm 14, to show that intent on the part of the predator. And there's just an epidemic of this stuff. You guys know I do a ton of child sex abuse litigation, and I literally get calls every single day from all over the place. And it's just, I think it's a huge epidemic in our culture.
Wow.
And I'm glad people are talking about it. And
yeah.
You know, this is something that's been, you know, Dateline did this. Remember this years ago? Predator, guys went away. And even though at first the perpetrator is only going to be charged with these soliciting and attempt and these communication crimes, but then, like in that video, I watched that whole thing. Now I'm going to have to start watching that show. you guys have got me hooked on. But that they got his phone. And the first thing they were like, what are we going to find on your phone, dude? Because then that's when they get all kinds of other charges, because they're going to find what? Nude pictures that he's been sending to other kids.
Well, Lisa, enjoy the rest of your time in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate you spending some time with us. And I'm sorry we ruined your vacation with sex predator
No, it's always great to talk to you guys. And I'll be back. My last full day of vacation, so I'll be back soon.
All right. Enjoy.
Safe travels.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. If you're ever injured in general, contact her right away. And she also does sex abuse cases. She does it all, really. She does so much, I should say. Hireahaheavyweight.com.